Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready this morning, Sunday morning with the bishop. We are the children of the world. And I want you to know that God cover us all. Don't forget, this is for you, you and you. Set back for a comeback. I'm on my way back and look at somebody say I'm bad. Because I got all the ancestors and God working with me. I can call on the universe. I can call on the element. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. I'm talking this morning. God got it for you. Praying for you coast to coast, town to town, city to city, village to village, night and day, morning and evening is your time. Glory, hallelujah. I want to say to you this morning, get yourself together because I got a message for you. And that was, we are the children of the world. I'm going to take time out right now, some of you all, I'm praying for you, Union. I got a message for you. Mother Pearl, I'm glad to have Mother Pearl on. Mother Pearl, don't you get your testimony together this morning? And Mother Pearl always give a good testimony. And some young women need to hear a testimony. Some people lost need their testimony. I'm praying for the young ladies that died in West Monroe. I don't feel good about that. I just feel something happened that ain't been told. I was in the spirit. It just, so something ain't right, Bishop. The way it went down, ain't nobody checked it. Prayer changes things. I just want to say to you. And I want to say, hope you did a good job on the body. Hope you did a good job on the hair. So God bless you today. You did a marvelous job on fixing them young ladies up. Thank you. I want to say to you, as we get ready to go, and I'm sure it's going to be short, good, and fast. Let me tell you, I got a book called The Have Have Not Been Told. The Truth of the Have and Not Been Told. I'm working on the book now. Then I got my second book. My first book is The Miracles of Jesus. Now, if you ain't got it, call me and say, Bishop, send me The Miracles of Jesus. Because when you ask for it, I'm going to put a personal testimony in there. Something personal got to do with you in the book. That's The Miracles of Jesus, okay? But the have haven't been told. The have of the truth haven't been told. I'm going to feature on our Dr. King Movement show on Monday. Monday we have Dr. King Movement. I'm going to feature that because it's got something to do with a lot of civil rights, a lot of lives, a lot of stuff been going on with us. But this morning I come to motivate you, stimulate you, and tell you God got what you want. I'm praying for you and you this morning. I feel good. The sun is out. In some places it's raining. Guess what? It's snowing in some places. But I said, let it come. Whatever may come, God know what he's doing. I don't know. You don't know. This is God business, and you have to fall in line. 1, 2, 3, line up. When you go to Army, they say you line up in the single file. Saying 1, 2, 3. So you have to line up in the single file to see what God got to say to you. What God got to say for you this morning. Ashe. You know, I was working, and I'm going to tell Brother Carl from Detroit. Brother Carl, I know you're on. Come by to see me. I got something for you. Those that are California, Las Vegas, Detroit, Chicago, Alabama, we're going through something. And what we're going through, and I'm going to tell you this morning so you get your pens and paper. But before I do that, I want you, the Spirit, I'm asking the Spirit to give me a number. And it come up with a number for me. And the number the Spirit come up with me that's going to give you a breakthrough. You get what I'm saying, a breakthrough. And you want a breakthrough for this morning. This morning service, you want to be a financial breakthrough. It's something you don't know. I want you to go to Cash Out and send $27, $27.99. Let me say it again. $27.99. I want you to do that. Now, I want you to do that. If you don't do it today, don't do it. Leave it alone. If you don't do it today, leave it alone. Because it's going to work doing my show. Doing what I'm doing is going to work. Let me say it. $27.99. If the Spirit come to me and say, $27.99, go to PayPal and do it. Go to BessieDaveAmulasite.com or go to Cash Out. That's Bishop T.T. And I come up and that's 20, not give what I said. $27.99 and do it now. That $27.99 going to break some yokes. I don't know. It just looks like it's going to break some things open. It's going to make some things, some money you got tied up on loose. It's a healing you're going to get. The Spirit, I could have said 100, I could have said 1,000, but the Spirit come to me and sat with me and said $27.99, and I got to stick with it. I'm going to give my $27.99 because I want whatever happened for you to happen for me. Glory, hallelujah. So I'm going to do that. God is just good anyway. I decree, glory, hallelujah, that you do that quick, fast, and in a hurry. During this service, God got a word for you. He got a personal word for you, not for your mama, but for you. He got a message for you. This is Sunday morning with the bishop. Get your coffee, get your tea. I got to get my coffee. I went to BK's, got my coffee. I'm here now. I've got to get my coffee. I was over in Gary today, over in Hammond this morning early. But I want to get back in with my coffee set up and let God deal with us. Thank you, kind spirit. Mary, I hope Mary's on. If you're on, Mary, press 1 on your phone. I might want you to read the 27th number of Psalm. Glory, hallelujah. But that's what God gave me for you to release. Say it with me. Release my miracle. Release my healing. Release my joy. Release my heart in the midst of the valley of dry bones. In the midst of negativity, God going to bring you out. Glory, hallelujah. I just feel good this morning. I just feel that it's going to work out for you. I want to thank God for Sister Lorraine doing all right. And, you know, this morning, Lorraine, I want to tell you, I pulled another chair up by me because I said, Prophet, I pulled another, said, Berto, I pulled two chairs up. I should have put a cup of water, one of them bottle of water in there. I didn't want it to jump out the chair, my skin, so I just put it up there. You know, when spirits come, they scare you. I shot a picture yesterday of an angel. I think I sent it over to Sister Mary in Detroit. I said, Mary, look at this angel. And she seen that angel. I'm going to send it to some of you. You can see the angel whole figure in the cloud with his arms stretched out. See, some of y'all don't believe that. Angels move. Invisible angels move. Now, I prophesied early this month about the chemtrails. And look, it hit me. About 4 people called. They had sore throats. There was one lady that had to go to the hospital because her stomach was hurting. The doctor checked it. He said, ain't nothing happened to you. Those chemtrails messing with women's stomachs and messing with people's throats. You got a sore. I said, God, there was some Dr. Tishon here. Get you some prune juice. Put a little lemon and drink it. Well, that stuff will flush off of your body because there's nothing but chemtrails that they don't put in the air. Messing with this weather and everything else. Now, I got to keep it real. When I keep it real, the Lord will give me the information that you need to get. I told you, do this quick, man. If you don't do it today, don't do it. Okay? Now, if you, in some way you can't do it today, you write the matter down and put it in your Bible. That means you close the case on that you're going to do it. Okay, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get $27.99, but I'm going to write $27.99 and put it in my Bible that I done made a pact with God. So when Bishop releases it, I'm going to get what the Spirit released. Because I'm talking all right to you. When the Spirit released that, you're going to get what the Spirit released to you. Lord, and the Spirit released it to you. You have already confirmated, bam, I got it. You have already activated your blessing on its way. Glory, hallelujah. I want to say that. Let me get back and talk a little bit. We're going to get up for some service tonight, today.
Jesus, keep us. He's a lily of the valley.
good to know the Lord this morning. I hope you got your Bibles together. This is Sunday morning with the bishop, and I want to tell you, worldwide event. God is still in control. 7 o'clock hour. I want to say for you and you, whatever you're going through, go through it, because God going to bring you on the, out on the other side. And you got to look on going on the other side of what God got for you. I'm going to have Mary Hawking all the way from Detroit, the Motor City, to read the 27 number of Psalms. I hope Mary got it ready. Okay, let me see. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, get ready. Okay, let me see where I'm at. Okay, Mary, I got you on. You got the 27 number Psalms ready for us? Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, you can read that now.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in a time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore, will I offer in your tabernacle sacrifice of joy? I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Let my soul fall upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek you my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Flee me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of my enemies, for false witness are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I have fainted, unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I said, on the Lord. I just read the Psalm number 27. Amen.
I thank you for that reading, Sister Mary. That was the 27 number Psalm. Mother Pearl, you on the air.
Hello.
You on, Mother Pearl? Give your testimony.
Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the bishop, and to all the saints of God. I would like to say this morning that I thank God. The sheet I covered with last night was not my whining sheet, and I thank the Lord for this day. And I hope I'll be able to see a many more. I and my husband were together for 57 years. And I think about him all through the day, but I got to keep on keeping on, because I thought at one time I couldn't make it without him, but I was wrong, because I'm still here, and I hope that I'll be here a long time more. And I thank the Lord for being able to see this day and to be able to be on the air. And I thank the Lord for everything, because I have had a lot of kids here. Some of them passed on and gone. I'm the oldest one of all of them, my sibling. They're gone on, and I'm older than my mother and my father. And I just want to thank God, thank him for me being.
Thank you for that testimony, Mother Pearl. Mother Pearl. Boy, that testimony, Mother Pearl. That testimony that she give us. Everybody should have a testimony. Somebody should know that God have seen them through. I was talking to a mother began to prophesy to me, and I began to tell her some things. You know, I want to tell you, I was talking to one of the queens of diamonds, and she was shaking them diamonds, and things was happening. I don't know if the queen of knights got back in the city or not, but you got to work what God give you. The name that God give you, the tools that God give you, you have to work the tools that God give you. And Mother of Diamonds had them four big diamonds, and she had three husbands. Three husbands gave her a big diamond ring. She cut that ring off and put them diamonds together, and three big diamonds, she worked them. And she become the mother a diamond. And she used to tell me how the people in slavery were making diamonds for the people in America to get rich. And she said, people don't even know diamonds and magic. And I learned a lot from that. I said, we're going to be talking about that over in a week. God is able this morning to bring you up, out, and set you on a higher level. You got to know when at the end of the day, God's going to do something special. You have not because you ask not. When you begin to ask God for something, he's going to bless you. I'm at 20. See, I'm at when God begins to bless you, 2020, I see your hands up. But I want to let you know God is able to stir things up and make things complete. For you, God able to give you what you want this morning. And I want you to know that God got your back and God gonna open up a door for you. But you have to walk in his way. I was speaking to a young lady out of Dallas and I was telling her, set back or come back and you're back. She don't know how you know the spirit set you back. And if you got to know you back, when the doctor said you can't get well, you got to wait. I'm set back for a comeback. And the comeback, God and his angels are real, and I'm back. Don't put me sick. I'm well. All is well. Walk in the divine order. And Prophet Johnson says this all the time. In all thy ways, acknowledge God. What you need, what you got, God will give it to you. And Dave Martin Luther said, get in the way. You got to get in the way of God. When you get in the way of God, God will move it quick, man. Next week, Pearl, I'm going to have you on. And Pearl going to give us the whole boogie-woogie dance, going to tell us all what it is. Because I'm anxious to do that boogie-woogie sermon. I'm telling Prince Jaheed to do a record, this new hit called Boogie-Woogie-Woogie. That's going to beat the twist. That's going to be the, all that other macaroni, because this is from the slaves. I'm going to deal with that next week. I shake. You know, I did a little of it and went to laughing. I thought, this is what Prayer talking about. Thank you, Chance. See, if you're a young person, you don't know about the Boogie Woogie. Once you see it, you're going to know it belongs to you. Other races can't steal it. They want to do the macarena. They want to do all that. They can't steal the boogie woogie woogie because it's natural from the ancestors. Okay. I just want you to know that. Yeah, you can laugh all you want to. But the young folks going to start doing it. Turkey ain't nothing but the Europeans, something they got together. Kick the booty, all that. No, but the real dance is boogie woogie woogie. And once you get that, you're going to know you have arrived. I don't know all the dance. I think they got twists, they got the twist, they got the two-scroll, all that. I know somebody know all the songs. I'm going to get somebody to know every song. I know Do the Twist, what else got? They got Monkey Time, some other. They got about 10 different songs that they got through the European system. That, you know what I mean by being an American and doing the monkey time and, you know, all that other old crazy stuff. Now, the young folk, they want to tweak. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but people know them, and some of them getting shot in their butt just to do it, Pearl. They're getting shot just to, for their butt to grow where they can drop down, okay? And I want to let you know that is something not of God. I mean, you can tweak all you want to, but why you got to tweak what God give you? You're supposed to tweak that. You know, they down putting, we tweaking if you ain't tweaked all that. And some of these women butt naked on the stage. You ain't got to show what you got. You just do dance. So Boogie Woogie gonna knock all these other stuff, these, you know, and the European people, they will bring you on stage with a short dress or with some tights on to shake your booty. When you ain't got to do that, that's something the Europeans are making happen to young black women. And they think, I'm going to tweak, I'm going to do this. I've seen most of them come to the stage, they have naked. Now, that ain't entertainment. That ain't gonna, you got to get naked. And don't care what you're saying, they just want to see your body. Okay? Something wrong with that picture. But tweaking is when people come out of the cotton patch and the sugar cane patch and the corn peel, and they did the Boogie Woogie. And I'm going to show you about that. I know some of you got it. Thank you. You know, it's like this hymn. Like Prince talking about Purple Rain. And Michael Jackson about the man in the mirror, okay? And Whitney talking about, I love you. These are people that had relationship with nature. These are people seeing chemtrails. And all these songs, you would listen to that. They were saying that we're being took over by sickness in our body, and that's what's happening. Thank you, God, Spirit. So that's some of the stuff. But I want you to get ready this morning for God to bring you that blessing you need. Whatever that blessing you need, I'm God to bring it to you and give it to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. You know, right now, killing going on across this country. But the way this sin is death to give to God eternal life. And I want to tell you, when you let God guide you, gonna guide you the right way. There's no sorrow on earth. I'm praying for you, Sister Kim in Detroit. Sister Kim in Chicago, step up. And I want you to step up, step out, and I want you to be victory. Kim in Detroit, I'm praying for you to be all right. And Kim in Dallas, Texas, all is well. Sherry in Monroe, I'm praying for you. I've heard from you, Sherry, in St. Paul, I've heard from you. But Sherry in Alabama, all is well. I want to let you know God is able to lift you up to the next level. God is able to carry you to where you need to go this morning. And as I come to you, I want to thank Mother Pearl for that testimony. I want to thank Mary for reading the 27 number Psalms. You continue to read it, and what you need, God will get to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And when God gives it to you, I want you to get ready for that spiritual breakthrough. Don't forget, the half of the truth haven't been told. And the miracles of Jesus. You need that book in your library. You need it where you can read it and reread it, especially the miracle of Jesus, because the miracle of Jesus is wrapped up in your miracle. And once you understand Jesus' miracles, you got to understand what you have to do. Y'all see what I'm saying? So it gives some really stuff that you need to do as a man, as a woman, go to the next level. Stop killing, save the babies. That's got to happen. I just want you to get ready for that divine breakthrough. I'm praying for you, Sister Francis. I'm praying for you, Sister Emma. I'm praying for you in Detroit. I'm praying for you, Celeste. right there in Romans. I'm praying for you, Sister Pat, in Detroit. I'm praying for you, Jackie, with my man down in Birmingham. All is well. Whatever door closed, open to my cellar, I'm praying for you this morning. But I want you to know, as I pray for you, as we release some things for you, as you gain your healing and your deliverance, whenever you need, God got what you want, God got. that he can work out for you. If you just let go and let God this morning, he'll work it out for you. And once you work it out for you, it'll be in divine order. And I just think that's where we need to go. Psalms 119, read that four ways, east, west, north, and south. I want to thank you for those that have been involved with the healing of the nation. Those that have been involved, there's no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. The spirit of Abaddon is the angel of death, and he's riding. This month, the spirit of the angel this month, and that spirit of the angel will be coming to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And the angel of healing is Raphael. That's the healing angel. Gabriel is the angel of resurrection. Michael is the angel that fight evil. Asmodeel is the angel that fight magic and fight invisible magic. And the birthday of this month is Asmodeel. I think it is. I got to find out. I got it wrote down somewhere. But all these angels, that they do certain things. And Zabiel was the angel with the 200 fallen angels. God had to check him. Told Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel, go check him. You know, tell him to slow his roll down. God have checked and balanced. Stop the killing, save the baby. Stop the killing, save the baby. I feel this morning for you, I got about 5 minutes to say to you, but I want your eyes to be open. And I want you to know you've been set back for a comeback. And on your way back, you learn some things. On your way back, some good things happened to you. On your way back, there was some breakthrough. And this morning, you ought to feel good about your breakthrough. You ought to feel real good about the breakthroughs that happened to you as God brought you back to the light, the marvelous light, to the sunlight. You know, you can't beat the sun. If it wasn't no sun, you know, we need melon. We got melon. That sun build our melon up. When I hear him say, here come the sun, I want to shout. Here come the S-U-N, because the S-O-N, you ain't got to worry about that. You walk with him every day. But the S-U-N, when you look up, the S-U-N, which is the sun, give you energy. I was telling somebody yesterday, go sit in the sun. The lady said she's about to faint. She said, bitch, I went and got my big chair and sat out in the yard and drunk me some lemonade. And when I got through, I was all right. Sometimes you got to give it to the Almighty. Doctors don't know everything. But what God and the ancestors said, I say, is true to come. So it's important for you this morning to claim your divine blessing. This morning you claim what God got for you. You claim that every door closed gonna be opened up. I want you to know this morning is a word is for the I'm praying for you, bright star. God bless you. It's snowing up in Minnesota. I just texted you, it's snowing in Minnesota. Let the snow come. Let it rain, the old folks said, let it rain, let it rain. More rain, less work. That's what the ancestors used to say. You know, they were working in the field. So what I'm saying to you this morning, there are some spiritual doors, glory, will open up for you. But you have to make a decision in your life that you're going to walk with a divine God, which I hear somebody know what I'm talking about. Once you make up your mind you walking with a divine God, everything going to work out. Whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got. You know, I'm going to say some things this evening. I'm going to say some things this morning to take you to the next level. And I don't need about 5 minutes to say what I need to say. Get your Bible, because I might say some scripture you need to check on later on.
Father, I stretch my
techniques and the laws that he wouldn't have learned if he had been a Hebrew. But because he was put in the king's household, he was treated royally. He was royalty from God. Some of you, you know, don't know that you have already, God have already gave you a gift. And what you said, God make come true. If you speak it, God will make it happen. Sometimes I was telling another lady, I said, don't say nothing. He told her daughter, you're going to have no trouble. The daughter told the cop, I said, you can't speak on them. Because one time you speak when you're gifted. When you speak, it happens quick, fast, and in a hurry. Set back for a comeback. I'm on my way back, and I'm bad. Don't mess with me now. Let me, 40 years. Moses found out that he wasn't an Egyptian. He was a Hebrew. They sent him to the wilderness. They couldn't kill him because it's God, man. When you're God, man, God, woman, they can't kill you. So he wandered in the desert for another 40 years. That's 80 years old. Then he come up on the mountain, Mount Sinai. Y'all ain't going to pray with me this morning. He seen a bush, but it wasn't consumed. So, well, let me go and see this thing. God have already getting him ready a journey. God got assignment. What is your assignment this morning? You're going to find everything. I'm sick. I got high blood. I got sugar. I ain't got no money. What is your assignment, man? Woman, what is your assignment this morning? What God told you to do? If God gave you assignment, he's going to make you ready for it. Y'all don't hear me. And I ain't talking about drinking alcohol, getting dope, getting high. God got a special assignment for you, man, woman. That assignment is signed by God. So Moses, 80 years old now. So let me go see this thing. You know, I want to see God that they talk about. I want to see him for myself. After Moses got where the burning bush is at, to take his shoes off, Moses. Now, Moses didn't have a Holy Ghost. Moses just spectator from Egypt, a prince, throwed out of his rank, kicked out of his office. And sunk in the desert to die. But he made it to Mount Sinai. And when he walked up, the voice said, take your shoes off, Moses, because the ground you stand on is holy ground. Moses obeyed God, took his shoes off and fell on his face. God, what you have me to do? God said, Moses, I got assignment for you. For me, I got assignment. And I will tell you this morning, God got assignment for you. Now, you got a little faith, but I got a bucket of truth. You can take a little faith, ain't nothing going to happen, but the bucket of truth. See, that means you don't need to be emotional about nothing because you got a bucket of truth from God. God give you a bucket of truth. I got faith. You can have all the faith you want. I got truth. Truth means two and two going to be two. Four and four going to be four all day long. I don't care what they say, but I got a bucket of truth. When you got a bucket of truth, the man can't fool you. Some of y'all women, y'all trick and fool because you have faith he's going to be all right. I got a bucket that he ain't going to be all right. A truth that he done messed over everybody else. Y'all ain't going to pray with me this morning. Glory out here. Moses stood there, laid down, Lord, what you have me to do? Somebody said, Lord, what you have me to do this morning, I need a breakthrough. I need to know that I know that I know. So Moses, I got a job for you. I want you to get up, put your sandals on, because the anointing of the Holy Ghost is on you. Now, he received the Holy Ghost right there. He didn't tarry for it, sanctified folks. Y'all lie. You have to tarry for it. He was given to him by God. God said, go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Freedom. Wherever it's at, we got to have freedom. If it's at home, on the job, Africa, wherever it is. He said, tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Moses, well, Lord, I can't talk to your brother. Came with you. The staff, the stick they gave you, I'm going to make it be a ruler over kings and princes. Y'all look at God. God taking nothing, making something. You nobody, but God is somebody. Ain't nobody, but the God I serve is somebody. You can make it to that next level. Somebody said, Bishop, I need a new position. You got it. Somebody said, Bishop, I need a resume. Get that resume together. That new job you're looking for next month, you're going to get. But next week, that high salary. You need a higher salary. I claim it now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I claim you're going to get it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Moses left Mount Sinai. Went on back another 80 years now. It's another 80 years. That's 380s. Y'all don't hear me. Then he had an audience with Pharaoh. What you want, Pharaoh, for my God, let my people go. Now, I want to change the context. Freedom got to happen with the homeless. Freedom got to happen with people that have nowhere to sleep. Freedom got to take place for them that are hungry, no job and money. And this is the richest country in the world, America. We got to have freedom. We got to have freedom. Moses said to Pharaoh, let my people go. Take them out of bondage. Pharaoh said, no, we ain't going to take them out. Moses knows that God had already gave him the power. Sometimes when God gives you the power, you just shut up. God going to work for you. Tonight, the day I want you to claim your healing. Set back. Well, come back, I'm back. See, Moses came back from Mount Sinai, but he had been to Egypt. They were never looking for Moses to come back. But Moses was sent back, come back with God, the saints in there. When Moses spoke, the angels got busy. When Moses prayed, the saints got busy. God let Moses take charge. God said back to Moses, this is your show. Whatever you do, you got my backing. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And I want to tell you, if you got a drug problem, give it to God. If you want alcohol, give it to God. If you're confused, give it to God. If you're sick, that cancer, that high blood, that you got, I decree it gone. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Loose your assignment, evil spirit, off of the mind of that man, the mind of that woman. Loose the assignment off of that family fussing and fighting. Loose that assignment right now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Get ready for that breakthrough. Get ready for God to do something great for you. Somebody said, Bishop, what God going to do? God will open a door for you. God got your back. So Moses said, let my people go. And his assignment was free the people. I want to know this morning, what is your assignment? God gave you assignment, but you have sat down on the job. Also my daughter, my sister, my brother. But God gave you assignment. Open your eyes that things will work for you. God will give you that assignment. And he's going to get to you quick.
Open eyes that we Compassion.